obaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.
You are about to be so blessed by the words coming to you from the man of God, Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu.
Oh, glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
So last week, we were talking about the ministry of healing. Oh, hallelujah.
The
ministry of healing. Say, I heal my world.
I heal my world.
One more time. I heal my world.
I heal my world.
I heal my world.
I heal my world.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now let's go to Matthew 28, verse 18. Let's do a little bit of recap. I have a lot of things written in my notes that I don't even know where it is. Can you imagine that? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power, that's the word authority, is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Hallelujah. Go ye therefore to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Amen.
So there's amen there. So when you read, you say amen. Hallelujah. I tell you, whenever you're reading, especially in the epistles and the New Testament, and you find amen, it means the writer really, you know, he was praying that word. Hallelujah. Yeah. No, there's an example. Let's go to Mark chapter 16. Mark 16, 17. No, 16, 15 down. Glory to God. Is that the word amen I want you to see? I don't know. And he said unto them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Oh my God. 16. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Glory to God. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing. I told you, he didn't say when. He said if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. Hallelujah. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Next verse. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven. Hallelujah. And sat on the right hand of God. 20. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen.
Yeah.
So anytime you see that the person is really is enjoyingly praying the thing. Glory to God. Yeah, because you don't write a letter and put amen there. Yeah. So if he puts amen there, it really means that he was really enjoying the thing. Hallelujah. And this was written when all the works were done. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So the New Testament was not written as they were moving with Jesus. It was just years after Jesus had gone into heaven. So they were just, you know, Mark was just reminiscing. Boy, what a man. And see, he's just ending the whole letter. And say, I got to put amen somewhere. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah. So that's why we say amen in church. You know, a lot of people think amen means let it be so. It's not really like that. Of course, I mean, it's just a small segment of what amen means. Amen means faithful. Jesus. See, the Bible calls him the amen. He's the amen. He's the, hey, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory!
So in Matthew 28, Jesus gave us what is popularly called the Great Commission. Hallelujah. And the Great Commission has been reduced to just evangelism. So whenever you hear the Great Commission, it means that, Pensa is going out for an outreach, or maybe AGCM, or, you know, all these Christian bodies, maybe they are going out and say the Great Commission, the Great Commission. But you see, evangelism is just a little segment of the assignment Jesus is giving here. Hallelujah. Jesus comes and he says, all authority is given unto me. And the next thing is, therefore. Hallelujah. Therefore, he didn't say all authority is given unto me. And then, full stop. Go. That would have mean that I have the authority, but go. Let's see what we can do. But Jesus says, all authority is given unto me. Come on, quickly, put it out there. Go, therefore. Hallelujah. So go on the account that the one that has sent you has all authority. And I told you last week that the word authority there, which is the Greek word exousia, it means jurisdictional authority. Hallelujah. An authority that rests in a certain jurisdiction. Hallelujah. So I remember I used the Ashanti King as an example. Hallelujah. If you come to Accra, he is no king. No matter how powerful he is no king here. But you see, so Jesus says all authority, and he added in heaven and on earth. So he's showing you the jurisdictional boundary. So Jesus is saying that my authority is efficacious in heaven and on earth. So as long as where you are going is on the earth, it doesn't matter. It can even be in the womb of Nogopo. It can even be in the womb of Benin. I want to tell you that my authority is there. Glory to God. So we don't just go to, we don't do missions at East Legon. Say, so we are going for missions at East Legon. Say, glory to God. If you hear that, we are going to where? They say, oh no, you people go and come. You are the people God has called. You know, praise God. So Jesus says, I want you to go, first of all, have this in your mind. Hallelujah. Have this in your mind, that my power and my authority is so wide, my reign is so wide, that it covers the whole earth. And it covers the whole heavens. Hallelujah. So I am sending you because I'm powerful. Hallelujah. You know, now people, they say, hey, when we went for the mission and we came back, we came with an attack and, you know, and all of that. No, when you went there, there were too much mosquitoes there. So you were bitten. You came and your malaria rose up. Praise the name of the Lord. I cannot be sent by Jesus to a land and come back home with sickness. No, then there's no need for me to worship him. Glory to God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. I'm talking to you about the ministry of healing. Hallelujah. Ministry of healing. Praise God. Let's go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. I'll preach this message in summary. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Say, the glory of God is in my life. And said, if thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. So underline healeth. Alright, this scripture, I'm not going to do exegesis on it. Just a little something, healeth thee. That's all that I want to talk about. But I will put none of these diseases on you. Actually, I will allow none of these diseases on you as I allowed on the Egyptians. Hallelujah. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jesus sent us to disciple the world. That was what I wanted to talk about in Matthew 20. To disciple the world, to teach the world. That is the Great Commission. The Great Commission is to disciple the world. Hallelujah. To find somebody around you and disciple the nations for Jesus. The person doesn't know Jesus. You talk to the person about Jesus. That is evangelism. And when the person believes, you take the responsibility of making sure the person is trained in God. Hallelujah. And that is the assignment. And I told you that we do that assignment with the understanding that all power is given to Jesus. Because you are going to meet people who come from all kinds of backgrounds. You're going to meet people who come from all kinds of spirits. And you see, demons naturally are stubborn human beings. All right? They are stubborn beings. All right? And they don't back down. Sometimes they know they've lost, But they are like some people. My Igbo not that form. Me sorry, I'm Igbo. My Igbo, yes, what that form? Was it my Igbo or that form? Was it my Igbo? But I say, so that's how they are. So Jesus says, this thing you are going to do, it will not be done with human strength. I'm going to do it by my authority. So how far my power is, that's how far you can operate. And the reach of my power is in the heaven and on the earth. Praise God. So you are going to change the world. You are going to heal the world. Hallelujah. And God poses or reveals himself as a healer. Hallelujah. When I talk about healing, God reveals himself as a healer. And the word heal is from the Hebrew word Rapha. All right? That's why people say there's an angel called Raphael, the angel of healing and all of that. Forget about all these guys, all right? So, Rapha, heal. He says, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the God that healeth thee. Hey, the word, he didn't say, I am the God that healed you. He says, I am the God that healeth thee. So the word healeth is a present continuous tense. So I am the God that forever lives to heal you. So whatever kind of problem that you get, you can always look up to me to heal you. The word heal is from the Hebrew word Rapha, like I told you. It means to make whole. To make whole. To make whole. I'm starting the ministry of healing proper, right? To make whole. It means to mend. To mend something that is broken. To mend something that is broken. To mend something that is broken. See, don't miss church on this particular August, because I'm going to say some powerful things that is going to change your life. All right? Yeah, so to make whole. To mend. Hallelujah. To restore. It also means to restore. It means to restore. And lastly, it means to repair. To repair or to stitch. You know stitching, right? Yeah, so to stitch or to repair. So I am the God that restores you. I am the God that mends you when you are broken. I am the God that repairs you. Hey. So that's the God we have come to. Now he reveals himself as our healer. Listen, he says, I am the Lord, not I am the Lord that healeth. I am the Lord that healeth you. So your healer is me. Praise God. So God reveals himself in the Bible as a healer. He's one who meant no matter how broken, no matter how tattered it has been, he is a God that healeth. You may have been emotionally downtrodden. You may have been emotionally broken, devastated. You know, one time I met a lady who says that, me, I would never trust a man. Never in my life. Men. And you could see she is talking out of experience. Last, they were about to marry, and the man went to marry somebody else when they are not broken up. So he said, man. When he was saying the man, not the insertion, I was saying, man. Like, I'm protecting everything from a man. You know? Broken. Broken. There are people who have all kinds of ideologies based on the experiences they've had in life. You can meet somebody and say that women fear women. Take 3 dosages a day. One in the morning, one in the afternoon, one in the evening. There are people, they've been raped by uncles, by sometimes even fathers. They've been so destroyed to the point that they will not trust anything that is called a man. And some people, by virtue of the things they've been through, they have concluded everybody to be evil. That some people, they will never receive help from anybody. They will not receive help, not because they are not in need. They will not receive help because they know the last time they received help, how the matter ended. You people, a lot of you are Christians, so you don't know what people are going through. Hallelujah. People are shattered. A lot of people are putting on suits, nice jacket, nice makeup, nice roll-on, and all of that. But beyond the roll-on are tears that never end. Praise God. The mistake they ever made was to trust a friend. Hallelujah. With their darkest secret. And by the time they realized, the secret was hopping on the market. Hallelujah. But God poses himself. He says, listen, I am the God that healeth you. I am the God that healeth you. It does not matter whatever happened to you. It does not matter whatever damage that has been done to you. I am the God that healeth you. I am not the God who will heal you. I am the God that healeth you. And he tells them, listen, it's a very simple thing. Hearken to my word. Just listen to my word. Participate in my word. All those things that are like your sacred cows. That place you will not open to anybody. That place you will not allow anybody to enter. Not because you are bad. There are some people, they are naturally good. But they have to camouflage an identity to protect themselves. And it's all right. Hallelujah. They have to. There are some people, they are so sweet. But if you meet them the first day, second day, third day, if you don't take time, you will conclude on them that they are very nasty people. You know why? Because they are broken. Because they are broken. They are destroyed. And some of them, even after believing in Christ, they bring with them those old corpses. Because they don't know what is inside Christ too. And I'm telling you, some people, where they got hurt was in church. They got destroyed in church. They got broken in church. They got so messed up in church. A brother, a friend, a sister, an uncle. Praise the name of the Lord. But God wants to give you an assurance. I am the God that healed thee. Your father didn't take care of you. So by virtue of that, you really see all men as calm. I am the God that healeth thee. Praise the name of the Lord. Your mother ran away from you. You know, there are some people, they have some serious stories. Says, when I was 6 months, my mother went to drop me on the park because she broke up with my father. And my father was going to work. And my mother dropped me. And what I'm telling you is a life story. It's not me. Somebody who was telling me that my father told me that when he came from the farm, he saw me on the park, wrapped up in a basket. And by the way they saw me, I had been there for hours. Yeah, the mother that carried the child for that long, please, I can't think of it. And the guy said, and you see, they were twins and one died. So the guy said, me and my mother. No, I don't think that she can even call me a son. Think about it. Then I said, you are going to call your mother. You are going to meet your mother. You are going to love your mother. The first day I said that, he started laughing. Like, my name is so for no. Maybe you're correct, sir. You know. But God says, I am the God that healeth thee. Sometimes there can be certain experiences that will make you conclude on how your life ought to be. You can even rule out certain things in your future just by virtue of things that you have been through or things that you have seen. Yes, we are all happy. But then there are people, they are never happy. Somebody said, my only happy moment is when I'm in church. When church is over, I just don't even want to go home. Why? Broken, shattered. Some people are in very loving families. When you get home, they give you a hug. Oh, are you back from school? Oh, that's my man. Oh, that's my girl. Mwah, mwah. Yeah. I give you, anytime I go home, there's a wide arm open. Mother's love. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. My mother will call me. Hey, baby, I have a call. How are you call saying? Who's so dear? Say, who's good anymore? Say, dear. You know? Yeah, praise the Lord. You know, checking up. Checking up, you know. I remember when we were doing the preparations and all of that. And one time we were talking, he said, me, yes, go. Then we said, hey, we ask any of you, I'm by way, or say, try me, but I'm a cat, and they could do my term, this caliber. You know. Now people today don't have anybody like that. They don't have anybody like that. I didn't have the opportunity to have a father because my father was doing all kinds of occultic things, you know, and all of that. And he died when I was very young. So I didn't have the opportunity. I've never called anybody daddy. Can you imagine, like, daddy, as in biological daddy? I don't know how it feels. But I know how Ma feels. Ma comes with a lot of life. Yeah, praise God. So that's that. People go through all kinds of things. I knew a girl who was raped by her own senior brother. I think the senior brother was very, very on heat that day. Yeah. And all of that. So when you think about all of these things, you box your life in shadows. You conclude on your life and you place your life in the shadows. You wouldn't want to take certain actions. You wouldn't want to believe again. You wouldn't want to dare take steps again. You just want to be there. Whatever happens, happens. Yesterday I was talking to a lady, and the lady says that I don't feel life. I don't feel life. Life, I'm just in the world. I don't feel life. Praise God. And that's a serious statement to make. I'm enjoying life every day. So I don't know why you don't feel life. Why can't you feel life? Experiences. God says, listen, the one you have come unto, I am the God that healeth thee. I mend, I stitch, I repair. Glory to God. So whatever experience, and there's a reason why I didn't say I'm the God that healed you. Because after you are healed, you may even go through some things again. But he said, listen, yesterday, today, and forever, every single day of your life, you have a healer. Just turn to me any day, anytime. Hallelujah. Just open wide your arms and trust me. I am the God that healeth thee. Yeah, I know there are certain a couple of things that were not right, but I'm the God that mend you. I make you whole. I make you whole to the point that it looks like nothing was ever taken from you. I can restore you. Yeah. And you know, in preparing this message, there's a reason why. If I show you my note, I cancel the whole message. Because you know why? The Lord said, listen, just go and dwell on that scripture. There are people I have to work on. There are people I have to work on. There are people who became opposite of feminists as well. Those who are feminists and the men too, who are they? What? Misogynist. Misogynist. The friend said misogynist. Misogynist. So there are men who are misogynist. Hey, no. So there are men who are just doing men thing. By virtue of what they've gone through. Sometimes by training. Now people, they can't stand the woman in leadership. They think God is like the African parent. They say it's a woman that is preaching. Women are preaching. Women are preaching. Somebody went to church and Pastor Rabbi was preaching and told the one who brought the priest, I'm going. He said, why? He said, I can't stand a woman who is preaching. And to crown it all, he's young. Young girl like that leading people. And the person says, oh, just relax. Relax, just play your power. Sad and also rabbi saw it. Yeah. You know. The day I was hearing the testimony, I was so proud of her. And she went straight, and she was just there, so she didn't know whatever conversation that had happened. Started laying hands and all of them were falling like that. So after the thing, and he told the one who brought it, I'll come back again. Hey! This is power. So there are men like that. In their homes. I could easily have been that. Alright? Yeah. In the house, grandma would say, no, a woman cannot be there for a man to sweep. No. Training. I can't be there. A man is there and a woman is there. A man is sweeping. Why are you sweeping? To the point that you can't even wash for a woman. You understand? Some of you are like that. Yeah. Yeah, I like how this place is quiet. You are like that? Me.
I'm the man of the house. I'm the man of the I don't know about home.
You know? No. You are destroyed. They've destroyed you. Praise the name of the Lord. They've destroyed you. So you think the whole world should revolve around men? You know, there are people that whenever they are talking about marriage, as though the woman doesn't exist, like the woman is just like a sex toy for the man. I saw on Facebook one pastor was preaching. You listen to me or you... No, that's why you have to understand that before you come into the marriage, that I am the head. I said, I saw for you. Oh, no, baby, any problem or not. No! Praise God. I said, the wife went to put on a wig, said, Debbie, and you should... And your husband tells you, go and take it out. You should be able to take it out. What is that? You a man, do you know how much do you know about hairstyle? Some things are too much of a struggle. Just say it is nice and move forward. Alright? And save yourself that unnecessary pressure. You're looking good, baby. You're so nice. So I mean, sometimes you even forget it. You for maybe your baby say, can't you see? That is nice. Because maybe I'm adrenaline, I'm not your honey. So why would you do that? These are men who are destroyed and they are in the pulpit. So if you're a woman there and you do small shaggy, oh my God. Sometimes maybe he's even talking to the wife. He's talking to the wife, but he's generalizing it. You are a woman. Your husband has come from town. You are asleep. When you heard the car horn, you were asleep. There's something about marriage you don't understand. From Obua and Rasta for my help, training shaking, you know, the other. And then the opposite. But you know, listen, our identity is in Christ. If you are born again, our identity is in Christ. Look at it. The Bible says that our relationship with Christ, the relationship in marriage, depicts what our relationship with Christ is. All right? Jesus is our head. What does he do? He protects us. He forgives us. He loves us unconditionally. We go and fool, we come back and he's there. He chastises us as well. But the Bible says that his chastisement is to discipline us to be better. Praise the name of the Lord. Yeah. And what does the church do? We love him. We respond to his love. Praise the name of the Lord. We respond to his love. We come to church. So when that exists, you will not come and say, I am the head. If you are the head, you are on the neck. What is the use of the head if there's no neck? You understand what I'm talking about? So it is our identity in Christ that matters. And God wants to tell us today, I don't want to go deeper, I want to tell us today that I am the God that healeth thee. That is the ministry of God's healing to us. And not just emotional healing. If you're sick in any part of your body, God says, I am the God that healed thee. It means that you can hold me responsible when it comes to your health. Hold me responsible. Praise the name of the Lord. Hold me responsible. Turn to me. Go to God and say, Lord, I don't know, but for the past few months, I've been having this back pain. It will not go. He says, I am the God that healeth thee. If your life is in shambles, you believe in Jesus and things are not adding up. I am the God. Come on, talk to me. I am the God. If God heals you, if he makes you whole, you will not distance yourself again from people. If God makes you whole, there are character traits of people. It's not because they are bad. It's an evidence that something deep has gone on in their lives. Praise God. And that's why I tell you all ministers. And something has gone on. And that's why I'm pointing you out to this. I am the God. Come on, talk to me. I am the God. I am the God. I am the God. I am the God. He is the God. He is the God. He is the God. He makes me whole. He restores me. I like how David put it. He says, he restores my soul. He restores my soul. When by experiences, I have become so dry in my spirit. I've become so dry in my mind. Right now, I don't feel it anymore. I don't like it anymore. I don't know where I am now. I'm emotionally broken. The Bible says, he restoreth my soul. He restores my soul. He restores my soul. One time he says that all the years that the cankerworm and the locust and the palmer worm, they've eaten, I will restore those years. He is a God of restoration. He is a God of making whole. Praise the name of the Lord. See, and if we are going to heal our world, we should have received the healing from God. Praise the name of the Lord. See, I'm telling you, people who have been through a lot and have managed to know how to get healed and they are healed, when they are talking to people, when they are dealing with people, is so much different than people who don't know anything. You can meet a young boy, 14, 15 years, 16 years, and he's talking with his left hand into the nose of people. He has not been through anything. He doesn't know anything. Praise the name of the Lord. I am the God that healeth thee. Glory to God. I make you whole. I restore you. So this morning, I know your faces are nice, but if you are going through anything, number one, if you have gone through anything, number two, if you will ever be through anything, number three, if you are sick in any part of your body, if there's anything around your life that needs a healing touch today, by the time I tell us, let's get up and begin to pray, just have this in your mind. I am the God that healeth thee. Maybe a lot has been taken away from you by whoever. I am the God that healeth thee. Maybe you are here, you are going through something, and somebody has told you it's your mistake, it's because of the fact that you did something some years ago, or something, and you have already concluded on yourself that, oh, it is because of that. So maybe I'm paying for my sins, or maybe God is showing me humility by discipline. I am the God that healeth thee. There's so much healing in this place. Hallelujah. So much healing, so much emotional healing in this place. So much spiritual healing in this place. Hallelujah. Some of you, you have to forgive some friends. Why? Because God is the one who heals you. Hallelujah. You are the proof that you are healed is that you are whole. Hallelujah. Put that down. The proof that you are healed is that you are whole. Hallelujah. The proof is that you are whole. You are whole again. And God is saying that I am the God that healeth thee. There are some mothers that have to be forgiven. I know they are not good. There are some brothers that have to be forgiven. I know they are not good. There are some uncles that have to be forgiven. There are some fathers. You have to open the prison door from your heart and allow them to go. Praise the name of the Lord. For your own freedom. Hallelujah. Yeah, for your own freedom. Why? Because he is the Lord that healeth. If we had time, I'd have explained what this word means. The Lord. Because that's what qualifies him to continuously heal. So it is not like he's somewhere in the sky. Hallelujah. If we had time, I'd have explained that. That word, it means the one who makes things happen. That word, Lord, means one who makes things happen. So, don't worry what you have lost. I can make fresh things happen again. He says, behold, I do a new thing. 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 Behold, I do a new thing. Behold, I do a new thing. Do not be fixated on the past. Don't let your mind be on the past. Look forward and say, God is up to something with my life. Hallelujah. And receive the healing that he brings. Receive the healing that he brings. Praise the name of the Lord. Receive the healing that he brings. And I'm telling you, you'll be so whole. You'll be so refreshed. Glory to God. Glory. I want to say that again. You cannot go out healing the world when you are sick. You can't go. I mean, and I know we go preaching Christ to people, but a new mesh is share your home. But listen, he says that
If you diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. Why are people broken for long? Because they choose to listen to the voice of their promise and not the voice of the Lord. They listen to the voice of their promise. They listen to the voice of their experiences. It's so loud in their mind. It's so loud in their mind that they can't even hear God talk. Remember, there's something that happened in the Bible so powerful. In Ezekiel 47, the Bible says that out of the side of the temple was flowing a river. And the river that was flowing healed. Oh my God, I'm out of time. I'm out of time. The river was healing. It goes to the sea and the sea gets healed. It gets to the trees and the trees get healed. The river that was coming out of the side. Do you know how the river comes out of the side? The Bible says when Jesus was hanging on the tree, the soldiers picked an arrow and they thrusted his side and water and blood gushed out. A signification of the symbol in Ezekiel 47, that this is healing. The healing came out of the wounds. I want to say that again. The healing came out of the wounds. You read the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, and the Bible says, God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Listen. Oh my God. God who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. So God looked at the darkness and God did not say, light, travel from somewhere and enter the darkness. God looks into the darkness. The presence of darkness is not a creature. Darkness simply is the absence of light. So God looks into the darkness where there is no light and says that, light, come out. Come out, light, come out from that same problem. Come out from that same wound. Come out from that same hurt. Come out from that same trauma. Light, appear. And that is the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, if you would diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord. If you are not going to joke with the studying of the word, and you are not just studying the word as a ritual, you're studying the word as life. Praise the name of the Lord. And whenever you read the life, you read the word, you bubble up. And you accept God's word as it is. Hallelujah. You are bitter. You are pained. You are hurt. You are angry. And you read the Bible and the Bible says, for the love of God is shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost which is given unto you. And you accept that voice of God. And you begin to say, in accordance with the word of God, the love of God is shed abroad in my heart. You will be saying it and you are crying. You will be saying it, you are angry. You are saying it, you are hurt. You are saying it, you don't like it. But you keep saying it. My heart is full of love. My heart is full of love. And sometimes you are even crying. My heart is full of love. In the name of Jesus, my heart is full of love. I love. I love unconditionally. I love just as God loves. You read the scripture, you are hurt. And the Bible tells you, forgiving one another. Even as God in Christ forgave you of all your sins. So the Bible says forgiving one another. Whatever the person did, it's not something that is forgivable. You are hurt. You are angry. Sometimes you wish bad for the person. You want the person to die. Die out of this world and let me be free. But listen, if the person dies, you will not be free. The person does not sleep in your heart. The person sleeps in their house. It is what the person did that you have injected into your heart that is worrying you. And God says that if you will hearken unto my voice. I don't know how many of us would want to hearken unto the voice of God this morning. Maybe some of you, your message is the first part. But there are some of us, our message is the second one. If there is any known name in your head that you have a problem with, I charge you by the word of God, you let them go. Why? He is the God that healeth thee. He is the God that healeth you. He is the Lord that healeth you. You will be shocked that after you are healed, you can stand before anybody and tell the person, God loves you. One time, I'm in Psalm, I met this girl and we're talking and I don't know. The Lord just prompted me, talk to her about the love of God. So I was just telling her, God loves you. And then she bursted out in laughter. I said, me? God loves me. Hey, you don't know me. That's why I'm saying so. I said, God loves you. The person that was laughing, me. And I kept saying it. God loves you. You are loved by God. Me. And I was not stopping. She was also not stopping. Me. She laughed into tears. God loves you. And she started crying. Hallelujah. Understand this. He is the God that healeth. There is no need in holding on to the past. There is no need in holding on to your mistakes. Some of you, it is your own mistake. It's not even like somebody has done anything to you. Your own nonsense, your own nonsenses. You hold on to it. Ah. If I had not done this, this would have not been done. And this one would not do. And that one wouldn't have been done. I don't know why. I'm here alone. And you are always in the rust. You are always in the ashes. But listen. Bible says he gave us beauty for ashes. The oil of gladness for mourning. He gave us a garment of praise instead of the spirit of mourning. Praise the name of the Lord. He is the God that healeth you. Yes, whatever you have been through, he is the God that healeth you.
We trust you've been blessed by this message. This and many more messages by Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu are now available on all major podcasting platforms. Kindly search for Reverend Samuel Kwame Sasu and tap the follow button for more. Visit us at any GWC church near you in Sawom, Kutunse, Achimota, Bubuashi, Kumase, Kintampo, and Oda. God bless you.
Kobaye. In Christianity, God is a preserver. In Christianity, God is a deliverer. In Christianity, God is one who prospers. He's a prosperer. He's one who prospers. So in Christianity, God is our soter.